Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today Breakfast Briefing. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Monday, the 6th of September, and as usual, with all the information contained in this briefing, it is general advice only, so please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this broadcast. And if you need to, you can always pause the slides here and read our disclaimer in full. And if you're listening on a podcast, head on over to our website and you can read the disclaimer there. Well, slightly disappointing night, I guess, in the US. We had the jobs numbers out on Friday, which was much anticipated in terms of the numbers. They came in at 235,000, which was way below estimates, but they did revise up some of the previous month's estimates, so it does smooth things out a little bit, but certainly was a miss and does put tapering maybe back some months. So that was kind of good for technology stocks, which are seen as defensive and seen as very skewed towards interest rate rises. So we saw the NASDAQ up 32 points to 15,364, or 0.21%. S&P 500 barely raised a pulse, down to 2 points at 45.35. And the Dow, which is only 30 stocks, 35,369, down 75 points or 0.21%. So very much a tilt back towards big tech, technology shares in general, that defensive tilt, and those stocks that will benefit from interest rates staying lower for longer. SPY futures showing a loss of 23 points, kicking off the week, down 0.31%, 74.83. The VIX index, though, barely raised a pulse either, 16.41%, so unchanged for the VIX, so nothing very dramatic in that. The US, of course, is on a holiday today for Labor Day, which marks the end of the US summer official season. So we do have Brent crude as well in commodities, down around 0.64%, 42 cents to 72.61. WTI down 1% or 70 cents to 69.29. Gold doing well on the markets overnight, or over the weekend, up 1.2%, $22.20 to $18.33.70. Of course, lower rates for longer does help the gold story, and that certainly has taken hold in the bulls buying. As far as other commodities go, we have copper up 0.6, nickel up 0.7, aluminium up 1.15, zinc up 0.5, and tin down 1.1%. Uranium, though, doing very well, $38.70 a pound. That's up another 4%, so that was doing well, and that will continue to see buyers for the likes of Paladin, Bannerman, Peninsula Energy and Vimy, no doubt. Iron ore as well doing well, 3.8% to the good, $5.35, $145.05, and the Aussie dollar hovering around 74 cents at the moment. Here you can see the S&P 500, after a little bit of a wobble early, it recovered back and closing pretty much unchanged. Quietish session, all things considered, that we had those non-farm payroll numbers. As I say, they came in way below estimates, but that does mean that maybe the Fed will not be looking at tapering sooner and will be doing it later. As far as the major stories go, we had we've gone through the numbers, the Dow down 75, directionless really, non-farm payrolls missing, the hiring's showing a sharp decline as the Delta variant does grip some states, and that is obviously having an effect on jobs, especially in the retail and hospitality sector. But the unemployment rate did drop from 5.4 to 5.2, which is a new pandemic low, and it looks like the Fed isn't doing anything anytime soon. We did also see the August ISM Services Index. That came down from its July record high. And US Treasuries mostly weaker, although Bitcoin was up 2.91%. And the greenback was weaker against its peers, which certainly helps that gold price. As far as what's on in our market today, we've got M1 inflation for August. We've got the ANZ job ads for August as well. The big one this week, of course, will be the RBA meeting tomorrow, the first Tuesday of the month, every month. So this will be a big chance for the RBA to talk about tapering. And certainly September was shaping up as a big month for the RBA, as it is for the FOMC, with them talking about tapering and also the dot points. We do have the US holiday tonight as well. In the media today, we have ResMed. They've been hit with a lawsuit from the New York University over patent infringements. This apparently they got slapped with a lawsuit back in June, so I'm not quite sure why we're only hearing about it now. But ResMed have been doing very well recently on the back of the Philips Dreamtime machine having a recall after some issues with the foam emerged, and they have been making hay while the sun shines, but this is certainly going to put a little bit of a stumble in their step. As far as stocks overseas go, we had BHP rising 1.8%, Rio up 0.8% as well. We had Alcoa up 0.6, Tech Corp up 2.95%, and Glencore up 1.2. So we are seeing some good rallies in some of these resource stocks. As far as tech stocks go, Apple was up 0.4, Facebook up 0.3, Google up 0.3, and we had Square up 1.4%. It's hip to be square, and that will obviously have implications for Afterpay. 10-year yields in the US up to 1.32%, Australia 1.22%, and Germany still minus 0.36%. Pilbara Minerals, it looks like Mineral Resources has sold down its entire 160 million shareholding in Pilbara. It was looking like Sunday they were asking brokers to find homes for this 160 million shares at around $2 to $2.05. We've got more on that to come later. And over in West Africa, this may not appear relevant, but Guinea has seen a military coup. Now, of course, Rio and the Chinese are also heavily involved in an iron ore project over there at Simantu. So that could have some implications for not just Rio, but also the iron ore price if that military coup isn't conducive to mining or they're trying to extract more royalties, etc. Then that could obviously put back that project, which the Chinese are hoping will disrupt the Brazilian-Australian stranglehold on the iron ore price. UBS on board with the AMA capital raising, and EM1, which is Emerge Gaming, back in the ASX spotlight on multi-level marketing by its partner Crowdle Network, of course spelt wrongly. And Suncorp has entered the buy now, pay later with a new offering incorporating the Visa card that it issues. We're also seeing index changes were announced today. We're seeing Pinnacle in and Nuix out. This is happening from September the 20th. And $40 billion worth of dividends being paid by companies in September. And the gold outlook is turning bullish on a lackluster US jobs number, holding that taper in place. And as a result, interest rates not rising as quickly as some would have imagined. And that is good for the gold price. NMT, Neo Metals, say that battery recycling is the next boom industry. And New South Wales set to allow quarantining at home. And Sydney Airport suitors seem to be sitting on the sidelines awaiting more news on the lockdowns. But given the prices risen recently, they don't seem to be any hurry to raise their bid beyond $8.45 at the moment. Question of the day today, simple one. Have you entered the stock tipping contest? We do have the one stock tipping contest running at the moment. The prize for the best performing stock of the bunch up till the deadline of October the 15th is $5,000 for members and $3,000 for non-members. It costs nothing to enter. So have you entered the stock tipping contest? Plenty of time and plenty of stocks to choose from out there. That's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Head on over to the Facebook discussion group. Love to have your thoughts, ideas or insights there. And on Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. we've got another Ask the Analyst session, so sign up for that, register today. Should be a lot of fun, should go for around an hour and 15 minutes. In the first 10 minutes or so, I'm going to look at five stocks that I think could be multi-baggers, not in the next month but maybe over the next year or so. But so we'll have a look at five of those. That's it for me. Thanks very much. Have a great Monday.